Now we have our second feature, which comes from the Nostalgia article written by Derek James. Paintings that trace the shifting sands of time around Norfolk's coast have inspired a local artist. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
She is following in the footsteps of her great-great-great-great-grandfather, illustrating the ever-changing Norfolk coast in a powerful and thought-provoking way. Artist Jane Ivamy's relation was James Stark, born in Norwich in 1794, who, when he left the grammar school, was one of two students taken on as apprentices in Crome's studio. He then went on to the Royal Academy schools in London and began a successful career as a landscape painter in the time of Turner and Constable. For much of his early life, he struggled with ill health, and in 1834, when his wife and their week-old baby daughter died, he was left to bring up his family as a single parent of three children. His best paintings can be seen in museums and stately homes, but as Jane says, his most notable achievement was the production of The Scenery of the Rivers of Norfolk, a collaboration with Norfolk amateur geologist J. Robards. This remarkable book, published in 1834 with 36 etched plates from Stark's paintings, was to herald the building of a canal to join the rivers Waveney and Yare, enabling Norwich to become a port via Lowestoft, she explained. Stark was an early environmentalist and would later take up watercolour painting in order to explore en plein air the Norfolk coastline from Sheringham to Lowestoft. He visited Seapalling, Horsey, Winterton, Yarmouth and Caister, often walking long distances carrying his painting equipment. Maybe it was this period of working outside that gave him the interest in coastal morphology. He witnessed the effect of storms and very high tides, changing the natural mobile defence systems of the dunes and thus changing the coastline, said Jane. These paintings and drawings were his most interesting and most vibrant works. I was drawn into his world as I studied his numerous works, said Jane, also an accomplished artist in North Norfolk. In 2004, she embarked on her own study of the rivers of Norfolk to rediscover a kinship with Stark and the Norwich School. Then, 5 years ago, she met up with Professor Andrew Watkinson, then a retired director of the Tyndall Centre for Climate Research at the UEA. He was interested in the idea of looking at Stark's Norfolk coast paintings to assess the changes in the coast profile over the last 200 years. We set out to assess the changes in these sites and to research the effect of hard defences from Webburn to Lowestoft. Walking the 48 miles over 4 days and sampling the cliffs and dunes all the way, said Jane. Being a painter, I am overawed by the range of colours in the cliffs and developed cliff scraping with a small flat board to reveal the astonishing record of time past, layers of sediment revealing the history of the glacial sands so many people call home, she added. Professor Watkinson is writing a book about the life and times of James Stark, and an exhibition, Sands of Time, by Jane, opens at the gallery on Cromer West Promenade from July the 11th to the 22nd. More information at cromer-artspace.uk.
Thank you, Sarah.